The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's Friday. I hope you had a good day today. Wrapping up another week here on the last week in September already. Next month, October, boom, 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 and then 2019. Amazing. The elections will be here 5 weeks, something like that. Not long. Okay, what we have going on here in this tawdry excuse for a republic, a democratic republic, or a republican democracy, is a grotesque travesty being broadcast all around the world from the Senate committee hearing room and watching these two people literally breaking down, crying. This is not the kind of integrity that the world used to expect from America. This is soap opera, sideshow, trash. Not saying either one of them are not sincere. I don't pretend to know the truth, but it's not good. Then you have these myriad talk shows. I'll bet there are 10,000, 100,000, who knows how many talk shows there are on the internet, podcasts, on television, on internet TV, you name it. I'm going to play you an example here of something that is really despicable. In just a minute, but before we get to the despicable, let's bring on the gentlemanly Dean Henderson. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm trying to.
Aside from the trash festival,
God, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. Guilty until proven innocent. That's the new paradigm.
Yeah.
Send the witch on out.
Cradle to grave, guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. We're all under suspicion by the Illuminati, all seeing eye. That's the new world order, and we're in it.
Have you seen, and I don't watch TV, I haven't had commercial TV for 30 years. There's this, I don't know what it's called, there's this program of women, pundits, Whoopi Goldberg is on there, Joy Behar is on there. But I don't know what it's called. Anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never watched it, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, this woman, Joy Behar, is a wretch. Human wretch.
Yeah.
Joy Behar accuses Republicans of pushing Kavanaugh confirmation in order to, quote, retain white power? That's what she said. Listen to her. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to this lunatic.
She's off her rocker. She's one of those that went off the rocker after the election. There are many.
Assuming she was ever on it. Here.
Yeah, assuming she was ever on it. But, you know, again, this is just a sideshow, puppet show. Yeah. These are all, these people all work together. They're all in the same club.
Yeah. All right.
And it's just supposed to look like there's two different sides. And mainly it's supposed to keep us distracted from what's actually going on in the world.
Exactly. So, exactly. Here's the... I use the word again, this wretch, Joy Behar. Now, listen to this crap.
The people on the Republican side, it looks like to me, do not want to investigate this any further. They just want to hold on to their power. They know that this country is getting darker. White Europeans are now 61% of the population.
Darker.
Yeah, complected. That's what I mean. 61% are white Caucasians. In 2045, it will be 49%. So it's going down. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like they're worried that, white people are going to lose all their power. So they don't care if she's lying or she's not lying or he's lying. They just want to hold on to their power. Pretty soon we'll be like South Africa, apartheid, where 10% of white people were running the country. It seems like that's the trajectory that we're on.
That
here.
May be the...
Joy. It ain't like that anymore and hasn't been like that for a long time. It is no longer an apartheid nation. The biggest racist nation on the face of the earth is where your countrymen come from. It's called Israel, right? Racist genocidal maniacs. But Joy, don't talk about them. Don't talk about the 3 million whites in South Africa now who are literally living in the gutter, many of them, and the 40 million blacks who are planning, plotting, and talking about exterminating them, killing them all. Nobody talks about that. So, Joy, just keep flapping your gums, have fun, but you are a real jerk.
Divide and conquer, baby. Works every time.
Sure does.
Works every time. You know, it's just like South Africa. It's like if people had any idea what was really going on, and they would actually nationalize the Rothschild, Oppenheimer, De Beers, Diamond Syndicate, or the Rothschild, Oppenheimer, Anglo-American Gold, which has a monopoly on gold refining through its Engelhardt subsidiary, and takes all the money out of that country from black and white people. But no, they're just going to turn them on each other. And then it's just black against white, just like the British love it, man.
What are they doing in Minneapolis?
Right? Pretty slick how they pulled that off.
Look what they're doing in Minneapolis. We've got 250,000 maybe Somalis in greater Minneapolis, all on welfare, full welfare for life, Social Security, many of them driving brand new cars. They will not ever assimilate. They hate our guts. So why are they being brought here? These are not
because the CIA
That's
split
right.
Somalia into three different countries.
Yes,
because
sir.
All the oil's in Puntland and
That's
Somaliland,
right.
These two new countries now that people don't even know about.
Yeah.
It's right across the bridge from Saudi Arabia, right across the Red Sea, tons of oil there. Somalia proper, where Mogadishu is, now there's nothing there, so we'll just herd all the poor folks down there, and then we'll bring in all these refugees who are against the idea of fighting colonialism, against the idea of socialism, and we'll turn them loose in America, and then we'll divide some more people and make Americans hate them and make them hate us.
Exactly.
Once again, pretty slick idea. These colonialists are pretty slick, you know. Yeah, it's like 1956 Suez Canal nationalized by Nasser in Egypt, right? Big event. Bretton Woods just been set up, so the IMF World Bank just got set up.
Yeah.
So gee whiz, British start decolonizing.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, pulling their troops out of Kenya, pulling their troops out of all over, pulling their administrators out of all these countries. Oh, you're free, you're free. No, you're not free. It was just a second British Empire set up under the City of London. The same year, 1956, is when the euro dollar started cranking. And all this money started flowing into the City of London. And they took over all the central banks of these colonized countries. And they sent the IMF in to tell them to do structural adjustment and privatize their water systems and privatize their cement companies, privatize their bridges. And structural adjustment. And then here's some money for you rich folks that live there that have always been our stoolies. You were the stoolies under our colonial administration, and now you're still going to be the stoolies under this new way of colonialism that we're doing called private central banking. And then they give them guys money, and they do capital flight, and they take all the money out of those countries, and they put it where? In the city of London. Pretty slick. Pretty slick, you know, and it's the silent empire, and it's just what runs everything, and that's who got Trump into office, apparently, was Christopher Steele, the Steele dossier, British intelligence. Nobody wants these documents to be declassified. Are you kidding me? You know, and especially not the British. So, it's just at some point people are going to have to wake up to what's really going on and quit hating on each other.
I don't see it. It's not the agenda. It's not the plan.
It's not the agenda.
No,
it can be our agenda, and it has to be our agenda.
Well, they're not going to do it if we don't.
They just have authority. They don't have nothing. Authority has no power. It's just fake. It's just pulled out a screen. It's like the Wizard of Oz, this little guy behind a tent.
Fake
you think
news.
He's all powerful, and you pull away the tent, and he's just this little pathetic little creature of nothingness, and that's who these people are. These Rothschilds are inbred. They can't even think straight. They know what the hell they're doing. They just hire everybody to do everything for them. And they just count on us to be racist, and they count on us to divide, and they count on us to hate on each other, see? And until we quit hating on each other and go to the head of the snake, man, and realize it's all just a puppet show. We're being conned. And they're doing structural adjustment in America now. You know, it's the same stuff, and it's just, you know, now the developed countries are in the crosshairs, you know, because they already got all the resources in the third world, and they got all those under control, so, you know, they just want to get every other country under control, and they do it real quietly, and nobody even knows it's there, and because, you know, they learned a long time ago, it's a lot easier, you know, you can send in the troops and put down the Mau Mau Rebellion, or you know, put down Mehdi Ben Barka and his revolutionaries in Morocco, or you can kill Sekou Touré, which French intelligence did, in Guinea. And, you know, this, people forget the 50s and the 60s, you know, when there was, you know, communist, Marxist, socialist revolutionaries all over the planet fighting these assholes, fighting them, really fighting them with guns, shooting at them. You know, they forget about that. And this wasn't George Soros, okay? This was the real left. You know, this was the actual real revolutionary left, which I'm so sick of hearing about. Oh, the left this and the left that, as if Clinton or Joy Bihar or any of these people were really the left. Come on, man, they're just enabling fascism, just like Trump. They're all the same crowd. They go to the same clubs. They make the same kind of money. And then they divide us with their crazy rhetoric. But, you know, they realize the British, okay, it's a lot easier if we just, instead of going in with our, you know, army and putting this stuff down and coming out in the open and sitting there and having this colonial administration in your capital that you can target, no, it'd be a lot easier if you could just kind of, you know, say, oh, you're free, you know, we grant you your freedom, aren't we great, maha bon, secret handshake, go back to the city of London, hide there, and just control the banking, and just control the corporations, and just control the flow of capital in and out of the country, and you can develop that country, or you can underdevelop it. And of course, every time they underdevelop it, because they don't give a rat's ass about these countries or anybody else. And so it's much easier. It's much more lethal, and it's just much easier. I sent you an article. I sent you a movie called The Spider's Web.
What's the deal on that?
It's really good. It's just somebody I don't even know, but they just did a documentary on the city of London.
Is it a new film?
This is coming from. What's that?
New film?
Yeah,
new?
It's pretty new. Yeah, pretty new film.
So it's a YouTube doc.
Really good. Yeah, now it's on YouTube, and that's, I think I sent you the YouTube version.
Yeah, I got it. I think I posted it. I tried to.
If you get a chance, watch that. It's really good, and it just shows how they did all this and how it's look, the Roman Empire didn't die. It just moved to the city of London and Basel, Switzerland, and then the British Empire never died. It just got quiet, and it just went to the... It's
well, these people, that's where they went. They went to... They went to Italy, and then they moved from there to Britain, and that's where they set
up
their shop.
That's where they're at, and that's who runs Israel, and that's who runs Saudi, and that's who runs Trump, and that's who runs Clinton, and that's who runs Joy Bihar, and that's who runs all these crazy people we see on TV who should all be in jail, all of them.
Every damn one of them.
They're traitors. They're working for the empire.
They betrayed us.
They're working for the British, for Christ's sake. That's who we fought. Remember? Oh, no, that was too long ago. We can't remember that.
No, can't go back that far.
It must be the Muslims or the blacks. That must be our problem. Yeah, that's our problem. Or the whites. Yeah, that's our problem, the whites.
I think it's the whites.
Are the men, or the women, or the loggers, or the environmentalists.
That's right.
Yeah, that's our problem. Yeah, that's our
right.
problem. Man, you know, it's like, okay, so, I don't know. It just gets old, doesn't it? It just gets old. It's like...
It's so old, it's boring.
We just enable them. I mean, if we can't just get over it, if we can't just unite, then what do we got? We got nothing.
So no, and that's like, where, it, I swear nothing. To God, that's where it looks like we're going. Nothing.
Well, that's where we're at now. Yeah, that's where we're at now. And as long as people stay tuned in to the mainstream media, that's where it'll go. Because, I mean, perception management is at an all-time high.
All-time.
If you haven't noticed. I mean, that's what the British Empire really relies on is perception. Again, you know, it's much easier to just do perception management. And if people, you know, if there's a chink in the armor or somebody gets out of hand on Facebook, you can just shut them down. And if not, you just go along and you just create this consensus. This
on the keyboard.
Consensus, couple keystrokes. It's much easier to do that than to send in your army and put down a Mau Mau rebellion. It's just much easier.
Yeah.
And so they figured that out. And so it's just being refined constantly over the years, ever since, you know, this kind of 50s and 60s when things were, you know, when actually, like, you could watch government officials and they would actually say what they meant. It'd get them in trouble sometimes. But they actually said what they meant, and not, there's nobody saying what they mean anymore.
And they meant what they said.
Yeah,
yeah,
they meant what they said too. That's right. And you can fault them or you can like it or whatever, but at least you knew that they were actually telling the truth. And now there's nobody telling the truth that I can see anywhere.
This is the culture of the lie.
Post-truth. It's like a post-truth epoch.
Exactly.
That we're in.
The culture of the lie. It's beyond. It's post-Orwellian. It's way down the road.
Post-Orwellian, even. It's beyond that. It's so, like, retarded. And
here's
I don't know.
Let me play a little bit more of this. Most Americans look at the MSM and think they're being informed. All right. The rest of the world watches this, and some of them look at this horrible display of vulgarity and worse. Here's a little, and they're all like cartoon characters. Lindsey Graham. He's a cartoon character. Come on. Newt Gingrich. Cartoon characters. They really are.
Yeah.
Here's a little
nice cast.
Here's a little, yes. Here's a little snip. Lindsey. I every time I see him, I laugh. All right.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics.
Newt, I've never seen anything like that moment, and I've been in this town for almost 30 years. I can't believe I'm saying that. Your reaction to that pivotal moment?
There's a Newt Gingrich.
Well, I think that moment justified Lindsey Graham's entire career. He was courageous, blunt, honest, direct, emotional, and effective. This has been the most despicable behavior by a major party in modern history. This is a deliberate, vicious character assassination. Hurt the guy's daughters, hurt his mother, hurt his wife, hurt his reputation. They didn't care. You're watching people on that panel, Democrats on that panel, who know it's a lie. They know it's a lie. They know the way that Feinstein did this was utterly, totally despicable. And they went along. And my big question is there a single Democrat with the guts to stand up and vote for this judge because they know this is sickening? And I want to see whether it's Manchin or Heidekamp or any of them, do they have the guts to stand up to the left and say, this is exactly what's wrong with modern America, because this is a despicable act of utter character assassination by people who, frankly, have behaved in an evil way, unworthy of the United States.
All right. Anyway, you get the idea. This is being watched now all around the world, and it's just you can't make this stuff up.
Get him lathered up. We got to get him lathered up. Just
out of
control. Just divide. It's all serves to just divide more. And again, these two sides, old Gingrich says, stand up to the left, really the left.
Two sides, three sides, four sides.
You know, there's no left. You know, it's all the same, dude. Come on. So, I mean, it's just all designed to divide people. That's all it is. It's just that's the time we're in right now, is anything they can use to divide and to control people. And I think that is the guilty until proven innocent. That's the important one. That's what they're trying to do here. That's the long term. You know, that's why this stuff is just happening all the time now, because you're under suspicion, you know, and that anyone that's that dares even go into public life. I mean, you know, my God, it's just horrible. That's no way to run a country. And when you have this sort of, you know, creepy intelligence, culture, where in Facebook, that's what that is. It's like teaching people to sort of spy on their friends, because that's a lot of them do. They just hang out and see what their friends are doing. And they learn to spy on their friends and family and spy on people.
Yep.
And then later on, they'll be asked to turn them in. And it's all just this creating, again, it's like you say, it's post-Orwellian. I mean, they don't need a thought police. I mean, everybody's thought police. Everybody's being deputized. Get your badge today. Here's a piece of candy with it. You know, you can get it out of a machine for a nickel. And they're doing it. And they're lining up in droves to do it. And they think they're real smart doing it. And they think they're clever. And they're really proud of themselves. And, yeah, it's satanic. It's Luciferian. It's just dark side stuff. And a lot of people have gone there. And, you know, the more you watch this kind of trash and pick one side or the other and, you know, not realizing that's all the same side, well, first of all, you're an idiot. Second of all, you've gone to the dark side, you know, because they want you running on that emotional level where you can't think. And you just get lathered up against, all these people are. Meanwhile, yeah, the rich just get richer. The stock market's at 26,000. The billionaires are just kicking back, smoping cigars on.
It keeps going up. It keeps going up.
Trump probably meet at the Mar-a-Lago and have drinks. I don't know how it works, but you know, it's just they got it made. That's why it's going up. They got it made in the shade. There's no resistance. There is no real resistance anymore to this fascism. And they've got it all carved up now into these supposed sides, stand and resist, sit and spin. What an insult to people like us who've actually been resisting, and to call themselves the left or to call themselves the outsiders or the persecuted ones. And they love the FBI and they love the CIA now and they love the mainstream media, these people. Oh, they love them now. They're their heroes. What, NAFTA? Oh, no, I wasn't against NAFTA. I don't know. It's just like, wow. It weren't some strange times, my friend.
I agree. I totally agree. Dean, hold on a minute. We'll be right back as we continue right after this. Okay, and we're back with Dean Henderson. I don't honestly see, I'd love to put a positive spin somehow on this. When we have no access to the mainstream media, and it is so overwhelmingly hegemonistic and dominating in our lives, crushing people with mind control, EMF embedded technologies that they wouldn't even believe if you told them about. 5G is coming. How are we ever going to stand up as one, stand up at all and fight against this this monstrosity of control, Dean. It is truly evil to the max. You still there, Dean?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's evil, and it's getting worse, and it's pervasive. And the more access people have to computers, the more pervasive the lie gets. That's the plan.
That is the plan. A smartphone in every hand, new one, by the way, for 5G, which is 300 mm-hmm. times faster. They're going to sell people on this EMF microwave speed. It's an amphetamine addiction. Oh, wow, I'm like 300 times faster. And they'll be 300 times more controlled, for God's sake.
Yeah, Verizon's doing ads on TV. I saw now they're going to be the first ones to roll out 5G. And it's coming, and it's the Internet of Things, and eventually everything's going to be plugged into it, everything's going to be smart, everything's going to be connected, including you, with a microchip, and probably a Bitcoin account or some of this nature. That's all this cryptocurrency is.
Exactly.
What about the word crypto? That's not a good word, crypto.
Nope.
Anytime something's secret, and, you know, it's like Masonic stuff, okay? So you look at the colors of Bitcoin, you know, it's black and it's gold, and you look at a lot of the symbology, and you can see where it's coming from, and you can see where it's going. This is the electronic, digital, implantable currency that they've been looking for to get rid of all
cash. We're not going to be chipped. We're already chipped. All right, we're chipped, and they've got us completely engulfed and entrained with all kinds of advanced electromagnetic fields embedded with the most diabolical things that get into the subconscious, get into your neurological system, and then they have Morgellons, nanotechnology in your bodies, sending, receiving in concert with 5G, 4G, and God only knows what else.
Yeah, it's all just crazy. The only thing right now I think people just can do is just unplug as much as possible and just clean themselves up, clean their life up.
Got to unplug.
Dignity.
You want to have a life?
Grovel.
You unplug.
Yeah, just unplug. It's all we can do. And then maybe at some point, you know, you'll talk to your neighbor, or you'll talk to somebody in your town that you wouldn't have talked to if you were plugged in, and, you know, maybe little cells of resistance will form, and maybe people, you know, I just don't know. But all I know is all you can do right now is clean up your own life, because everybody got polluted this time around.
You bet.
Myself included, you know.
They got us.
It was the internet, and it was a net. Yeah. And it was always a direct energy weapon. That's always what it was. That's Lawrence Livermore, 72. That's when they developed the stuff. That's ARPANET from DARPA. You know, that's where the internet came from, DARPA.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's the creepiest part of the Pentagon. Yeah. And it was always a direct energy weapon.
Who was the first domain registrar? Bobby Rainman and SAIC, which is CIA's backwards.
Yeah,
they don't play games.
Yeah,
it's right there. They're mocking us.
From the old Task Force 151 of the Navy was on the board of that SAIC. And, a bunch of John Deutsch was on that. Ex-CIA director was on the board of SAIC. And, it's a creepy board, if you want to know about a creepy board. And then CERN got involved, and now they're doing the dark matter. But, it's more than that. It's more than a direct energy weapon. It's an information weapon. And that's the even more insidious part, like you're talking about, the mind control. There's little ads popping up you can't even see. They're teaching you to be fearful, angry, resentful, a victim. All the things that are necessary to divide a culture, just like if an alien invasion happened, this is exactly the way they do it. And all the while, with all this PC, real nicety, nice little speech about community standards and tolerance. And right now is the time to be intolerant. Right now is the time to any of these buzzwords that you hear that sound really fuzzy, just run away. Be intolerant. Don't allow any BS around you at all. Don't allow anybody to lie to you. You know, don't lie to anybody else. And right now, you know, it's sustainable development. You know, still, you know, and that's Agenda 21, and that's hurting you into cities, and that's making you feel bad because you destroyed the environment. You humans did it. It wasn't us rich industrialists that did it. It was you. And now you have to pay for your sins, and you're always under suspicion. And, you know, just hate yourself. It's all about hating yourself. Because if you hate yourself and you get all these messages on your computer, you hate yourself. First of all, you go out and divide everybody, you know, cause trouble. And go nuts. And second of all, you'll shop. Those are the emotions required to shop.
We either go shopping or we eat. These are called comfort activities. That's the buzzword. Comfort food.
That's another nice little fuzzy snowflake word. Comfort activities.
Comfort food. What's comfort food? It's shit is what it is. It's garbage. So let's go get some comfort food. It's ice cream, cookies, whatever. I need comfort food. Excuse my four-letter word, but that's what it is. It's poisonous, toxic, S-H-I-T.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another, you know, but that's what they've taken the whole language and they've hijacked it. And so whenever you hear these people talking like this, just run away. It's horrible. I was just watching that. You remember that mini-series V?
Sure.
You know, about the alien invasion?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I remember it.
Yeah.
Saw little pieces.
I've been watching that. It's just exactly what they do. You know, they come on, they're telling their, you know, they come on and have these beautiful, like, you know, because they're lizards underneath their skin, they're lizards, you know, and if you cut one open, you can actually see the scales and the lizard eyes and all this. But, you know, they come in and, of course, they had all their sleeper cells already down below, you know, knocking out any resistance. And they come in and they have these beautiful women and they're talking all nicety nice, you know, just like you'd hear on, I don't know. Say, but just like you'd hear, and, we're peaceful, and we just want to have peace, and we're all this stuff, and just fuzzy talk, you know, and meanwhile, you know, they're torturing people, and they're going after resistance, and this is what's going on, and so right now, the lie is so big, and the language is so usurped, the language is upside down, like everything is upside down, you know, the Enlightenment was the Dark Ages, that's when people actually believed in God, it wasn't so bad. I mean, everything they've done with history, everything they've told us is just a lie, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And with this state we're in now, with the internet and the TV and all this nonstop, people just plugged in, it's just going to get worse. And so at some point, you just got to see what it is, and if you don't, you're done, you're toast. You're going to the dark side, and you can do that if you want, but I personally don't want it, you know. I'm not going to do that. That's all it is. It's like you have to make a personal decision what you're going to do, because the time is now, and we're in it.
Time is now. Time is every damn day. Every day.
Every day, and you can either go along with it, and you'll be liked. You'll get a lot of likes if you go along with it. You'll get social credit if you go along with it.
Likes.
You'll get pats on the back. You'll probably get a promotion at your job. You get all the cookies, and then you can just rub shoulders with the devil and have a ball. Just have a ball, not me. Okay, so I'm going to be isolated, ostracized, no social credits. You know, that's the decision you're making, and don't make any bones about it. I mean, you're going to be on the outs. And that's where I want to be, and that's where I've always been, but that's really where I want to be now more than anything, more than any time in history of my life, is I don't want nothing to do with this crap, nothing, because it's evil. It is evil. That's what it is, and you just have to make a moral decision right now about, you know, if you believe in afterlife or if you believe in something else beyond here, well, you better make the right decision. If you don't, I guess that's, you know, whatever you want to believe, but you're probably wrong about that, and you probably have no idea about reality, about real reality, which, you know, in real reality, you try to get along with people. You try to help people. You try to be empathetic with people. You try to not think about yourself.
Oh, you mean weak, wimpy? Weak and wimpy, according to the mainstreamers.
Wimpy, weak, right. All the bad sitcom lines and all the brainwashing and all the... Yeah, take advantage of your friends and just grab, because we're the Masons and we're smarter than God. And we're going to tell you how to live, and it's all survival of the fittest, even though the animals never fight in nature. I watch them all the time. I grew up in nature. I live in nature. I've lived in the country more than anybody. I mean, I've never lived in the city. Maybe two summers I lived in the city. Two summers where I drive an ice cream truck and I scraped asbestos, man, out of schools. Okay, that's it. So, look, man, don't tell me about all your fantasies, all these city people telling me about social Darwinism and how it's a dog-eat-dog world. It's just a lie. The whole thing's a lie. And if you're like that, you're going to have a miserable life. And, you know, and if you're like that, you probably already know you have a miserable life.
You know, Dean, I wonder if these people even have the moral, mental, emotional tools to notice if they're miserable. I honestly don't know.
Right.
It may be that miserable is the status quo, and they grow up in it so much that that's just their norm.
That's a good point. I think you're right. I think they're not even clued in enough to know that. But yet, I think at a real gut level, you know, they get sick.
We hope.
They have problems. Yeah, we hope. Yeah. We just have to have faith, baby. I don't know. I mean, I'm telling you. But they all think they got it. They all think they got it made. They all think they're, you know, they just got it all figured out. And the more you think you got it figured out, you probably don't have much at all figured out. Is kind of how it works in this world of mirrors.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like a hall of mirrors. It's just a hall of mirrors.
And a floor of quicksand. If you if you think you've got it figured out, you've just taken yourself out of the game. You're gone. You
got to
stay totally fluid
humility.
and constantly be observing and reevaluating. But most people, they don't want to do that, Dean, and I don't blame them. The smart people, you know, the smart people, they want to have a life, so they pull out of it. They don't want to be get involved with that. Lindsey Graham and Newt Gingrich and all this. My God. And Trump, 12 to 24 Diet Cokes a day, that's what they say. Sitting, got a photograph of him sitting next to a full bucket of KFC, just working his way through that. He's
I had a friend drank that Diet Coke, man, and I swear he just got done.
Oh, it's totally strung out. Yeah,
that
yeah.
That must be what happened, Ed, all that rat poison. Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Diet Coke's real bad. That's
aspartame is a killer. It's a carcinogenic killer.
Yeah.
No question.
It's a killer. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, but you know, that's why he's president, because people can relate to him. Because how many more people are sitting there by an empty case of Diet Coke as, you know, as we speak right here,
right
now.
That's right.
And a box of KFC.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, they can relate to this guy. That's the thing. He's just so easy to relate to, and that's how far gone this American culture
is. It's like a bad cartoon show. Maybe it's a good cartoon show. I don't know.
It could be funny, I think, if we really...
If we can get to a point where we can laugh.
It's funny.
It is.
I mean, at some level, I mean, you just have to laugh at it all, really, because it's so ridiculous and far out that it really is kind of funny. But, you know, but yeah, but it's not funny either, because people are dying everywhere, and they continue to die everywhere, and I don't know. People, you know, just like I say, the rich are just laughing. They're laughing at us. The Masons are doing their parades, and they're mocking us when they do that, because it's just like, you don't get it, you don't get it, you don't get it. And that's why they march around the city of London in their little uniforms, because they're just mocking us that we don't get it. They just think it's so, you know, so hilarious that we just never picked up on this stuff. We never figured it out, what was really going on in this world. And that's just that a few banking families operating out of the city of London control everything. We just never figured that out, you know, and, I'm like a broken record on that city of London, but, you know, it's just so important, and it's just, I mean, all the evidence is there, it leads there, man. You look at what's happened with Trump, you look at what's happened with the Steele dossier, you look at what happened with Cambridge Analytica, you look at, you know, how they got behind, funded the alt-right, funded the, you know, starting to figure out, it's like your three choices, you have a third choice now, it's called alt-right, you know, it's like, and I'll include you that, Jeff, but I'm talking about like Jones and these guys that they drag out off of Facebook, and they make a big example of them. And it's like, but guess what? They don't even talk about people like me, like the alt-left, like the conspiracy, real radical left. They don't even talk about us. Why? Because that's the dangerous one. Don't go there. Don't go there. That's the people they were fighting for hundreds of years before y'all got stupid. You know, and we don't want to privatize no water systems. We want to take it all back, man, and get put in the public domain and have single-payer health care. Ooh, imagine that. Some Federal Reserve nationalization. Imagine that. Nationalize the oil companies, make some free energy out of coal fusion and solar power and wind power. And, oh, yeah, we're so dangerous, aren't we, the left? So, yeah, we are dangerous. We're dangerous to the establishment. So they took Jones off Facebook. But what they really did the whole week was they went after, like, all the Latin American left news organizations, because there's actually a left in Latin America. It's not like here, you know. There's actually Chavez, and there's actually Correa, and there's actually those guys. So they went after them. And then the next week, they went after the Iranian left, and they knocked them all off of Twitter and Facebook and everything.
Uh-huh.
So they,
they
put Jones out there, because, see, that's your third option. You can be a Trumpy or a Clinton, or you can like, you know, cross your fingers and listen to Alex Jones and just hope that QAnon comes and just rescues you. And that's your third option. That's why Robert Mercer funded Cambridge Analytica, also funded Brexit, because they want this old medieval stuff come back where it's the U.S. and Britain and everybody else can just go take a flying leap, because we got all the money in the city now, and we got all the money in Wall Street. Hey, we're good. So you can all starve to death. And,
right.
Not too funded a lot of the alt-left. Steve Bannon was from Goldman Sachs, dude. Sorry. You know, he just was.
Nobody remembers.
Goldman Sachs. He's a joke. And they made him look sloppy, even. They made him look like they dressed him down.
Unkempt, real outsider.
Yeah, they just fooled all these people. Why? Because they had to, because they're desperate, because they knew we were onto them, and they knew the only way they could screw us this election is by cheating against Bernie and convincing the alt-right by marching Trump around on these shows that, oh, Trump was going to be their savior. See, they had to do it. So that's the good news, is they're really desperate right now. That's why they want World War III. Because while all this is going on and while people are being brainwashed, guess what? You and me are still talking. You know? And there's a lot more people talking, too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, yeah, we can't get out there. Yeah, we don't have the exposure. Yeah, all that stuff. But it's a consciousness. It's an awakening. They don't like it. And so this time, they really had to throw a big old psyop out there on us, and they really did. And that's the extent of it, the way I see it, you know. And now I'm just seeing it more clearly now. It's like Cambridge Analytica is the key. You look at who's on the board of that, Lord Mountbatten. That's like black nobility.
He's been dead for 35 years or something, but yeah. Lord Mountbatten was one of the giant figures. Of the elite of the last century. No,
yeah, but they're still, that Mountbatten family is still very powerful. And
oh, they got a new one in there. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. This is a new one. And then, and he was sitting on a board of SLC, which is a parent corporation. Also, SLC required export licenses from the MI6 to export anything, which tells me, what are they? They're British intelligence. So Cambridge Analytica, British intelligence, did get Trump elected, did start the alt-right, did get Brexit, you know, and just, that was the psyop. That's what happened. You know, and then they put the deep state Clinton people on the outside, make them victims, make people feel bad for them, see, turn this so-called, call them the left, and all of this, see, discredits the real left. That's what people don't understand. Everything that's going on right now discredits the real left, the revolutionary left, because they're calling Clinton and these orange hair people and these Joy Bihars the left, but they're not. And so that discredits us, because these are ridiculous caricatures of the establishment is what they are.
There you go.
And then the alt-right, it just seems to go out of their way nonstop. Oh, communism, socialism, it's evil. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that seems to be their main job. And then, of course, the Trump, you know, whatever, he's just... goes without saying. So all three factions, and because the Joy Bihars of the world, they hate us. I mean, they hate the real left. And my God, look what they did to Bernie. And Bernie's not even the real left. Bernie's like somebody we could maybe settle on, but it's definitely not perfect. And it's like, but you know, the whole thing is designed to basically create a fascist system where there are no options, because the only option out of this is a left-wing revolution where we strip the assets of these elites. That's all it's going to do it. Stop their plans. Anything else, this libertarian thing, it was all a front. It's just Cato Institute. Look at who funds the Cato Institute.
Every movement is contrived.
And there is that in the left too. The real, you know, what looks like the real left. But you know, there's a difference. I mean, you know, Chavez, who wasn't kidding around, you know. He wasn't kidding around. The Iranians aren't kidding around. Assad's not kidding around. The Iraqis aren't kidding around. This is worldwide. This is just the way it is. You know, Communist Party won the election in Iraq. That was who won the election, the last election. That's why they didn't even, you didn't hear that. You just heard Muqtada al-Sadr's people won it. Well, they're the communists. Okay, so it's still mm-hmm. going on in other mm-hmm. parts of the world. Here, it's just forget about it. And all of this is designed because they know, that these bankers know, that the only thing that can ever take them out of power is a genuine revolutionary left revolution that just nationalizes the hell out of all their stuff, and that just freaks them out. That just scares the hell out of them. That's why they started the offshore banking system, so they could keep their money offshore in case there is a revolution in a country.
Of course.
You know, they're safe there. So that's the only thing. So I'm just figuring this out.
They're going to have to move it off planet pretty soon, you know.
What's that?
They're going to have to move it off planet pretty soon.
Yeah,
put it up on a satellite.
That's what we're shooting for. Just so you know, they are kind of freaked out, and this is what tells you they are freaked out, is that they had to go to this great length. Because you know, I don't know about you, but I felt like in 2014-15, that was when the awareness of this banking cartel was really peaking, more than now even, you know. And then here comes this election, and that's what it was designed to do. It was designed to confuse people, get them off these big issues, mm-hmm. divide them into these little mini camps, and they're very mini. All these camps are mini. They're miniature camps. You don't want to be in these camps. These are like Boy Scout organizations, okay?
Right.
So you don't want to, none of this is any good. And that's what they did. And so now we're coming back now a little bit. I feel it. But, you know, it really set us back this election. It was a huge psyop. Nobody could figure it out. Nobody could figure it out. It took me a while to figure it out. But Neil Sanders did some really good research. I know you've had him on your show about mind control and stuff. And he's doing some really good research in Cambridge Analytica. And he's finding out who owns that sucker and who sits on the board. And it's very interesting. This is very interesting what went on.
I thought Cambridge Analytica allegedly was shut down.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah. But it's pretty
interesting.
They
just rename it.
They can do that, exactly. They'll just pop up as something else, you know, and call it that. And but, you know, they were caught on camera. They intervened in 200 elections around the world, 200 countries.
Wow.
This guy was bragging about it to this Channel 5 news person in England. Mm-hmm. And they got on camera, they recorded it, and using a Ukrainian sex slaves. Because Ukraine's like the new Israel in that part of the world. That's like the city of London's little operating camp. That's why all the people they connected to Trump, like Alpha Bank, they're all Ukrainian. It's all the Ukrainian fascist. And he is allies with them. But he's not the Russian
government. You got it.
And that's just going after Putin. That's all that's for.
You got it.
Gotta
You're
go
right
after
on
Putin.
It. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's a good guy.
Okay, watch for Hillary. She's going to make one more run. They got a lot of markers. They got a great double for her. There is a double. There's no question about it. Her neck is not the same neck. But this woman is talks like Hillary. They've constructed a little mole on the right top corner of her lip, in the corner of her mouth. It looks real close, but it's not her. It's not her. But this woman is sharp. They literally could put a clone in the White House and nobody would know.
Once now, a toad, always a toad.
Yeah, here's Hillary. They got nobody else. This Kamala Harris, forget it. The only other person, who's the sleeper? See if we can figure this out. Who's the sleeper that's going to try and present himself as the savior?
Right.
Obama 2.0, his boy ex-wife.
You
haven't heard a word about Michelle Obama.
Perfect. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it'll just depend who they have to fool the most, whether it's the.
That's right.
It'll just depend, but you know, they'll be sure to be marching their people out. They always do. So I think I'm done voting. Pretty sure I'm done voting.
Oh, I'm done.
So it's a contract. You don't want to sign that contract because you're giving them consent when you vote.
No. Everything you sign is embroiling yourself and trapping and meshing yourself into the servitude paradigm of being a free man or woman in this wonderful society. God help us all. Dean, thanks for being here, huh?
Hey, man, you too, Jeff. All right, always enjoy it. And take care of yourself, all right?
All right, okay, brothers, thank you.
All right, bro. Yep, good night.
Good night. Dean Henderson. And watch for his articles. He's got his own columnist box here. He is a terrific writer. Okay, be right back.